We start today with two major murder cases in New England. They converged late last night with news that the suspect in both cases is dead. Police at first did not realize that the gunman behind Saturday's deadly campus shooting at Brown University also murdered an MIT professor 2 days later, but they're now convinced the shooter was a 48-year-old former graduate student at Brown. Joining us now is David Wright, senior reporter at Ocean State Media, who has been following the case. Hi there.
Hi, Juana.
So, David, just start by telling us, how did this all come together?
Well, first of all, the suspect's name is Claudio Neves Valente, as you said, 48 years old from Portugal, a green card holder who was once a grad student at Brown long ago. In terms of the investigation, the turning point came after a witness came forward with a dramatic story to tell. The man, identified in court papers only as John, was somebody whose face had shown up in some of that doorbell camera footage that was taken before the shooting. Police released his picture Wednesday evening, saying they were eager to talk with him, and he walked through the door an hour later, according to Rhode Island Attorney General Peter Nerona.
His testimony, had we needed it, would not only have been credible, it would have been persuasive. He was as outstanding a witness as I've seen.
Before this guy showed up, police had noticed a Reddit post covering some of the same ground that he did, and they were intrigued by it. It turns out the witness was the Reddit poster.
Interesting. Okay, what did they learn from that witness?
Well, he described having seen a middle-aged man in a mask loitering in the bathroom of Barris and Holly. That's the Brown Engineering Building. This was hours before the shooting took place in that same building. And something didn't sit right with him. The witness, John, said he confronted the man, and the man ran off, and John followed him. He told police that it was like cat and mouse as he stalked him through the streets near the engineering building. At one point, the suspect approached a gray Nissan, and a car of the same make and model had also been spotted in Brookline, Mass., where that MIT professor was murdered Tuesday.
What happened next, David?
Alamo Rent-A-Car came up with a name, Claudio Valente, and clean images of his face. And armed with that name, authorities were also able to track down a storage unit he had rented in Salem, New Hampshire. That's where police say they found him dead, apparently of a self-inflicted wound.
What can you tell us about the suspect?
Well, as we say, he was born in Portugal, and so was that MIT professor, Nuno Loureiro. The two of them were roughly the same age. In fact, they both studied in the same science program in Portugal from 1995 to 2000, according to Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Leah Foley.
My understanding is that they did know each other.
Beyond that, though, she wouldn't speculate about motive. Now, Loureiro went on to an illustrious career at MIT. He specialized in research about fusion energy. Valente, meanwhile, went on to the PhD program at Brown, and he only lasted there 1 year.
David, briefly, the FBI did offer a $50,000 reward. That key witness that you were talking about, John, will he get that money?
It's likely he will, at least a chunk of it. That, according to Ted Docs, he is the FBI's special agent in charge in Boston.
David Wright is senior reporter at Ocean State Media. Thanks so much.
Thank you.